KCKJO. NAWRO. KCKJO.
KCKJO from NAWRO.
Well, KCKJO. You know, Wally and I have been working on my mic thing to see how much of a bark I got on it still.
It sounds good to me this morning. I don't know if I have something to compare it to. My memory's probably not good enough to compare it to before, but go ahead and try it again.
Well, it's like I do an overmodulation on there, so that's why we're trying to drop the mic gain down to a negative 10 and then seeing how this works for a couple days. I got to get my license or the activation key for my CPS software so I can change it down to 20 and try that. So just seeing where it's at right now.
So from what I'm hearing, it sounds good. But out of curiosity, what are we doing different on DMR? Are we, like, speaking away from the mic more, or – I always speak across the mic anyways, but I don't know. It's a little bit different.
Well, on DMR, I was talking across the mic, but if my gain was up too much, what it was doing is if I pulled the mic away for better audio on my voice, it was picking up all the surrounding noises in my van, traffic, you know, and everything else like that. You know, so I think this mic is more of a directional mic where I got to talk into it so it's not getting all the background noise. It's just getting my voice, and then the mic concentrates on my voice. But the game that we had on it, it was just over-modding a little bit where it was giving that digital bark, you know, the peaks in my audio.
Yeah, I understand. It's sounding good today. But, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a novice on this, so we defer to Wally. How was breakfast?
Filling. You know, I didn't want pancakes again. You know, they have cream cheese stuffed French toast, which is really good. But that's a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs, so I just settled for a couple eggs, bacon, and half order hash browns and rye toast. And I need to get through all of that.
Yeah, I hear you. I think I mentioned they took me off of GLP-1, so now my appetite's back. So I gotta really be careful and not do, you know, stick to the protein more than the carbs, of course, and then just watch the quantity. But yeah, breakfast, as you know, is one of my favorites.
Lost you there for a second. But key it up. Like, what?
Sorry.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Oh, I was talking to John last night a little bit after we had our FBI QSO. So you do have to watch to make sure, I don't know what it is, but make sure you have it. If you don't have it, you can sit there talking and then let go, and it's like, well, you didn't get any of that because I wasn't transmitting.
Yeah, I just keyed up and it didn't pop through there for a second. Yeah, I did that yesterday. I was driving. I had a talk to you guys yesterday, and then I lost it all the way through the trees. I'll be right back. KCKJO.
NAWO. Listening. Good morning, Dave. Tim, NAWR.
Good morning, sir. I'm all right here at work today, so I'm I guess the puppet master today. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I'm pausing. Tom's coming back from that breakfast they do in Warren, and so he may jump in. Yeah, doing good. I got the new Connect Systems DMR. You're listening to it now. Still just running it through its paces, so I'm happy about that. So far, so good. Wally kind of helped me set it up a little.
Yeah, you sound really good, both you and Tom. Tom's audio is a lot better than it was yesterday.
KCKJO. speaking of Cujo. Wally adjusted my mic gain. It was at like 5, and then we dropped it down to 10 and tested it there, and that's where it's at right now. But I have to activate the part of my Motorola license so I can change it to 15. That way I don't have to rip it off the dashboard here to take it back to Wally. I got the cable, I got the software, I just got to get the activation key to make some other changes.
Yeah, Tom, you are sounding good today. So whatever you made the changes for today, even those are pretty darn good. So, Dave?
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree with Tim there. Your audio is a lot better. I'm going to hop off here. I'm at work, so I don't want to spend too much time. But I figured I'd jump in and say hi, and hopefully you guys are having a good day.
Sounds good, Dave. 73 to you. Don't work too hard. Go ahead, Tim. Peace. Good job.
Yeah, Dave. Have a good one. And I will not use the keyword. NAWRO. Tom, how far out are you? Are you back in this neighborhood?
Yes, sir. I just passed by your street. I think it was your street. I don't know. Where am I here? Johnson Street. No. Rich Street. Yep, I'm right here.
You're welcome to stop in if you'd like to take a look at your radio. Up to you.
I got to go see what the hey.
Broken up that last one. Try again.
200. But being out this morning, my son's supposed to be popping over, so I'm hoping to get before he goes in and out. He's not staying long at all. It's kind of we got a right now.
I copy that. Yeah, you better get home and try to make it. And I'll end up bringing this to the picnic and probably to the other meeting that a week from this Monday, I believe. And it'll fit in the car, kind of nice too, because it's a lot smaller than I thought it would be. I thought it's going to be a big chunky thing, but it's probably not any bigger than the ICOM, so pretty good deal.
And with the detachable faceplate, that makes it even more beneficial.
Yeah, you're right. I am thinking about how I would mount it mobily. So I think the idea would be, I think there's another power port in the back of the vehicle on the Explorer. So that would be where the base unit would go, and then I would just run the Cat 5 cable, I think it is, up to the front. And then I got to figure out a way to mount the faceplate. But, hey, that's the fun part.
Figuring out, seeing how it works.
Silly question. There's got to be a squelch setting here, too. I'm wondering if my squelch is too high.
As far as I know, for digital, there really isn't that much of a squelch. It's all done digitally. Because I got all the way turned down.
All right, so I'm trying to figure it out. Obviously, I have a red light now. I'm transmitting. When you transmit, I get a green light for the LED, and then there's the strength signal antenna thing that pops up on the screen. But sometimes, even though it's a green light and it's like an incoming signal, sometimes your audio.
Yeah, I think that's just.
Heard that. You just said carrier, not audio sometimes. That's clear, but I don't know. It's interesting because I'm thinking I'm doing the same thing at times. But so I'm kind of concentrating on making sure that red light's on and I'm actually transmitting. And the other thing I got to remember to do is to switch that AB switch on the coax. I got to remember whatever radio I'm using, obviously it's got to be switched to that radio. Otherwise, I'm basically transmitting without an antenna, which would not be a good thing.
No, because it will hurt the, I can't think of the name of it right now. But yeah, it's almost like putting direct power right back into the radio.
So I'm forward is 4 watts, and we're about 1.5 SWR. So, yeah, that looks good going into the meter. So that part looks okay, for now, at least. And then, of course, I need to set something up for the vehicle as well.
100%. Yeah, I was mopping up the Detroit car for some weird reason. That's what IP Connect is. Apparently that one was on even a month on this call, sir. But I'm about over to my PH, so I will chat with you probably on OpenShot. Or even in HP. We'll see how it goes. 73 in your final. PH.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. I will leave this on for a while. N-A-W-R-O. Clear.
W-G-A-A-W-W. K-E-N after W, monitoring.
K-E-N after W, monitoring.